USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Progress is being made on a police reform bill Congress is currently negotiating. In a statement from South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott, Democratic Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, and California Congresswoman Karen Bass, the lawmakers said differences on key issues still remain. Tempers continue to flare in the Senate over confirmation hearings as a vote is expected later this week over President Biden's nomination of Kristen Clark for Assistant Attorney General. Clark would run the Justice Department Civil Rights Division if she's confirmed. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says Clark has an extremist view.
I have a long history of statements that place the nominee on, frankly, the far-left fringe of the political spectrum.
Democrats accusing Republicans of initiating a vicious smear campaign against Clark. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
New York City schools will be fully reopened with no remote option for the start of next year.
Every single child will be back in the classroom. I have talked to so many parents who have been wanting to hear this confirmed, and I am confirming it once and for all.
Mayor Bill de Blasio pointing to strong coronavirus data citywide and in the school system. Parents will be invited to tour schools starting in June to be reassured of their safety from coronavirus. Right now, more than half of the city's roughly 1 million students are doing all remote. Strong earthquakes are continuing to rock China.
China has suffered two intense earthquakes in the past 2 days, with at least nearly 3,000 foreshocks and aftershocks affecting areas across western China. Many residents in quake-hit areas of Yunnan and Qinghai provinces say they had to take rescues into their own hands, as help did not arrive soon enough. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An incident in an Eastern European country has everyone taking note.
A leading Belarusian opposition figure has been arrested after being pulled off of a commercial flight. Roman Protasevich was arrested Sunday after Belarus's president, Alexander Lukashenko, ordered a military jet to guide a Ryanair flight down in the Belarusian capital of Minsk. The flight was en route to Vilnius, Lithuania from Athens. Protasevich was detained at the Minsk airport. After about 5 hours, the flight was allowed to continue to Vilnius. Protasevich is a former editor of one of the leading opposition media outlets in the country, and one of the most vocal critics of Lukashenko, who's ruled in Belarus for 26 years. In a statement, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for Protasevich's immediate release, calling his arrest a shocking act. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Side note on that story, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is working to assess the safety of flights over the Eastern European country of Belarus. A recent TIPP Insights poll shows that just 46% of Americans trust what's considered traditional or mainstream media. The poll asking Americans how much they trust established media such as the Washington Post, New York Times, NPR, or CBS News. The survey also indicated that 56% of Americans agree with the statement that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.